Area 54, music from the future.
A dança nasceu pra ser livre como é o ar. A dança nasceu pra ser livre como é o ar. A dança nasceu pra ser livre como é o ar. Onde se come vatapá, fica bem mais pra lá do que pra cá. Caralho, tango.
54, we've had enough. Can we please have some real music? Thank you.
That is my weakness. I can taste the sweetness on the tip of my tongue. Listening to Tim and Mike, Area 54 and The Chill Show, and we just played a track by the Thievery Corporation from Washington, D.C. off their album Mirror Conspiracy. We played Hong Kong Triad, and the Strike Boys before that off their album Playtime. Great album. Played I Am a Witness. Nice to bring some of the Strike Boys music back. We kind of wore this album out, so we had to go get a new one. We wore our CD right through, or the laser just went right through the disc.
That might have been it, yeah.
Yeah. Either that or Mike was using a beer coaster.
I would never use that CD as a beer coaster.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't. Mo Horizons before that did a song called Como AOR, and that was the Easy Roads remix. Can be found on the their remix album called Some More Horizons. Kieron did Chocolate Distance off their album Pop a Reef. Start off the whole set with Madame Francis. The song's called Another Way. It was just a single, Madame Francis, released.
That's the only thing they've released, I think. And these guys are from France. They actually sent the song.
No, really?
Yeah, they actually sent the song straight to us. They changed their name to Madame Francis. It was actually something else. It was actually better. I can't forget what it was. But these guys write music for commercials, basically, and this song was being picked up by a lot of people who were asking about it after they saw it, and it was a Discovery Channel used it, and some other French brands used it in the commercial. So then, being a commercial, it was like a minute-long track, so they actually made it like 2.5 minutes, made it into a full-length song.
How the heck did they find us?
I found them and asked them for the full length of the version, and he said, well, we were working on it, and half year later, finally, we got the full length, and all they did was kind of like loop it and make it a 2.5 minute song. It was easy.
You email them back just and say, well, I could have done
hit
that.
Hit loop and make a long song. So actually, Tim, I have to tell you, I got a new beer coaster this week. I got one of the labels send us, I don't know why I'm on this list, I got the Rihanna remix CD of her latest single, and I unpacked it and used it as a beer coaster right away. I know I'm probably offending some of the big Rihanna fans out there, but I imagine they don't listen to our radio show.
I got it too, and you know what, I got it and I didn't use it for a beer coaster. I pulled it, threw it out in the air and used it for my shotgun, man. Blew it right out of the sky.
Your shotgun. Right. I thought you might have used it as a frisbee for your dog.
But I did actually. I actually took the time to listen to that to it myself.
You're so gullible. You listen to everything people send you.
In, you know. Well, you know what? You send us CDs. We'll listen to them and see if they'll work on our show. Actually, you never know.
Some of these artists, though, even though I'm not into all these pop songs, they have some pretty cool remix artists retouching their work. And so I did look at who remixed it, but
didn't even listen to it.
I didn't. No, I needed a beer coaster, right, and I just like put it down on the table, and I said, "That's a good place for my beer."
All right,
I don't want to stain on my table.
Nice guy.
I'll have to use some Pledge to get the stain out.
You just offended Rihanna. I got a feeling you don't care.
I know Rihanna's a big fan of our show.
I doubt it.
Okay, we're out of here, you guys. We're hamming it up. It's time for us to go.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For listening.